Chapter 4. Diana said they would both consider themselves rich with £1,000, so with £5,000, they will do very well. Jane to St. John Rivers, Jane Eyre. The next morning, Dr. Sam Griffiths called. Emily heard her voice with dread, but tried to act as though she didn't know what was coming. Hi, Sam. What's up? Come down to the new place. Something to show you. Emily sighed. Whatever Sam had to show her would surely translate into a request for more funds. The new Stony Beach Clinic had been funded initially by a bequest in Beatrice's will, augmented by another large donation from Emily herself. But either Sam was a poor prognosticator, or she had deliberately lowballed what she needed in the beginning, thinking it would be easier to extort the money from Emily in stages. Since the remodeling work began, Emily felt she was being nickel and dimed to death. Still, she'd begun this, and she'd better see it through. I'll be down in an hour or so. She took her time, not wanting to give Sam the impression she was at her beck and call. The weather had cleared, so she took Beatrice's vintage Vespa into town and pulled up in front of the new clinic location around 11 o'clock. Beatrice had deeded the clinic a piece of prime real estate right next to City Hall in the middle of downtown. Sam met her at the door with her usual gracious charm. Charlie says it's going to take another $10,000. Emily fell back a step. Another $10,000? Just for the remodeling? When is this going to end? Come back. Sam led the way into what would become the X-ray room. Charlie Cartwright stood in the middle of the floor, scratching his cropped head with his cap in his hand. Hi, Charlie. What's this about another 10,000?
See that?
He pointed to the lone standard electrical outlet in the outside wall.
Gonna need a heck of a lot more power than that to run an X-ray machine. Have to rewire the whole place top to bottom. And listen to this.
He stomped on the floor. It trembled and gave back a hollow sound.
This floor'll have to be reinforced. Those machines weigh a ton.
He pushed past Emily toward the door. And look.